The Bnei Yisrael did the way Hashem commanded them. It says already they did the right way. For the Gemara Lamayatim, so Vayirgamu Oisoy Evin Mayabdulay. Once you're dashing the word Vyotziu, so you should dash near also the plastic of Vayirgamu Oisoy Evin. What do you do with this plastic? Rashi says Elamayata the Rashi of Vyotziu Dorish Nami Vayirgamu. Once you're dashing near also this plastic. So Mar says true. Humi Boylay. Here we need this plastic in the Katan like we learned. Vayirgamu Oisoy. We stone him Biyevin. We stone him with the plastic of Vayirgamu Oisoy Biyevin. So we dash now Oisoy. We stone him for loy bechusoy. Means when we give the person skila, he's not wearing anything. We do not stone his clothing. We stone him when he's orim. That's one drasha. Oroy v'loy chusoy. We stone the person when he's orim, undressed, and without any clothing on. Then the pasuk says evan. We use one stone. So evan is mashma shemeis b'evan achas yotish. No, the person buys after one stone. That's enough. Shemeis b'evan achas yotzah. Now the Yitzchak lemicht of Evin, the Yitzchak lemicht of Avonim. There's another pasuk that says Avonim that you have to use stones. If a Mekoshes, by Mekoshes it says the Avonim. What's the two pasukim? By Mekal it says Lashon of Evin, one stone, and by the Pash of Mekoshes there it says stones. So it's like this: the Kasarachimon Evin. If we only say the pasuk use one stone, have a mina heichad the loy meis bechodo. Let's say you took one big stone and you threw it at the guy. And he didn't die. So I would have thought to say, you know what? Loi neisi achriti. Do not have to bring another one, I would have thought to say. Yeah, umiktla. I would say you don't have to bring another one. I think just one stone is enough. That's it. If you don't get it after one stone, that's it. Because Rachmana no avonim to teach us that if you do not kill him with one stone, you still have to bring more stones. Now, the because Rachmana avonim with Torah would just said avonim plural, have a mina. Mikora neisi tarti. You always have to have at least two stones. Even if you kill the guy with one stone, maybe still you have to throw a second stone. Maybe there's still a mitzvah to throw a second stone. Because Rachmana Torah says, no, Evan. So he just knows it's enough one stone if you kill him. That's the two psukim. If you kill the guy with one stone, you make him the mitzvah. If not, you have to use as many stones as you need until you kill him. For the Gemara, for a high tana, nemakomer, like, who's this? This is Rav Papa. Rav Papa says he dashes it from sukim. The question is, the Tana before says it's not from Sukkim, but I learned it out from Gzeira Shava, like from Purim Hanes Rofin. So how could Rav Papa argue on Tanoim? So Morian says, Elo and Nemakomer. Rav Papa just means to say, the Tanoim just means to say, if it wouldn't have said in the Pasuk, I would learn it out from a Mamatino. Welcome, come, this is what they mean to say. Elo and Nemakomer, the Pasuk would have said it to Yisema, I would have thought to say, Gzeira Shava. Here's Gzeira Shava. But Achshav Shenemakor, now that I have a pasuk, you should know Gzeira Shava Letzorach. I do not need the Gzeira Shava. Tenech Nami, the Pope is not coming to argue on the Tanoim. They're just saying without a Gzeira Sakasiv, I would know it from the Hekish. But the Pope says there's often the Torah says it clearly. You have to take out from all three machnas. Ravashi Yom Ravashi says no. Moshe or like this. Moshe Echev Yosef. Where was Moshe sitting? The Machna Leviya. That's where Moshe lived in the Machna Leviya. The Yom Le'Rachmon of the Torah said to Moshe, Hoitzi Yesa Mekalo, Chusla Machna Leviya. Take him out of the Machna Leviya, Ami Chusla Machna. And then it says a second time, Ami Chusla Machna means Chusla Machna Yisrael. That's how we learn it out from. It says, Hoitzi Yesa Mekalo, Chusla Machna. And then it says, El Mi Chusla Machna, which means to even out of Machna Yisrael. So from this pasuk alone, I know it means even outside Machna Yisrael. It's so the Gemara asks a question, when the pasuk says, what do you need it for? To tell us that they did what they were supposed to. For the Gemara asks that they did, the Torah says clearly, it says already. The Gemara says, no, I need to teach you that they did exactly all the lachas they're supposed to. That there's a special mitzvah of smicha. That means the people standing there, they have to put the head or their hands on top of the man that gets gila. And also chad l'tchiyah, that the agent himself has to push him off. To tell us even these two things also, they did. That there's a mitzvah smicha, all the Bnei Yisrael around there have to put their hand on top of the person that's getting skila. And also the chiyah, the edim has to push him off, push him down from the second story. Oh, Malei Rabbon Rabashi, Lididoch, according to your pshat, which is that the drash that you darshin hoitzoyis v'yapin nafshei v'yal mechus l'matna v'yapin nafshei, you say hoitzi was one drasha, and then when it says that mechus l'matna is for another drasha, is so kol hani hoitzi d'chsiv v'parman asrafim ma'ed rashtabu. In the parasha of parman asrafim, when we burn it outside the gimel matlis, It says a lot of time there the words Hoytziyu. So according to you, that's therefore drasha over here by Mekalo, by Skilo. What do you do with the words by Hoytzi, by a Purim on a Srefim? What's the shrill kasha? That's a good kasha. Though they're the words, I do not know how to dash them. Then the Mishnah says, Echadoimit. What, even after Bezdin Paskas Achiyev Skilom, one person stands by the door of Bezdin, and in case they find the schus, they wave down the person on the horse, and the guy on the horse runs all the way down to try and save them. Omer Afuna, Pshitli, this much is Pasha to me, Echad Evan Sheniskaboy, the actual stone that Bezdin uses to stone somebody, the Echad Eight Shenitlaboy, you have to give somebody hang a person. The stone, the wood they used to stone to hang him on, the echad saif, the sword they used to kill him with, shenerek boy, the echad sudif, they strangle him with a handkerchief, shenechnech boy, kula mishal tziba. She do have to pay for these, the weapons Bezdin used, havada comes mishal tziba. My time, what's the reason? We don't tell this person, you know what, you pay. We're going to kill you, and you give us the money for the sword. You give us the money for the handkerchief. Why? Because that's a swear. We don't tell the guy, pay money. Zil v'liktle nashi. And we're going to kill you with your own money. That's a swear that we do not make you pay for the stone, for the knife, for the suda. But, boy, Rav Huna, who has a question like this? Suda shemanifim boy. The Mishnah says, though, we do a type of him is, that there's one person standing by the door of Bezdin with a handkerchief to wave down the next guy down there on the horse that's waiting, and in case they find the schus in Bezdin, they wave down the guy on the horse runs to try and stop them. So who has to pay for the handkerchief they wave down with and with the source, with the sus. The sus shiruts, and the horse that's running now, umamidim, and stops them, mishami, who has to pay for this extra horse and for the handkerchief to wave down? Kivun that tell the day, since it's for his sake to save him, midideyu, it's a story, he should have to pay for it. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivun de veidina machayvina lemevad bo, hatsolo, since it's a din upon Bezdin, the Bezdin has to have tzilu aseida. Bezdin always has to try and save him, so Bezdin has to have this. If so, midideyu, if kash should come from Bezdin, Bezdin has to pay for these things. That's the shayla. Who has to pay for them? The Sue, another question also. If when we go to kill somebody, when Bezdin goes to kill somebody, mashkenoi, so we give him to drink, we give him a cup of wine, and inside it there's a little kernel of levona. Why? Because they should teach Rav Daitza, we want to make it easy upon the guy here, we're going to kill the guy, the guy's getting all nervous, he's going crazy already, so why don't I calm down, to give him a tranquilizer, to calm down before he gets his misa. So before he gets his capital punishment, we give him some wine to drink. Shneva, the pasuk says, "Tenu sheichel yovid." Give sharp wine to drink the person that's going already. Yovid, carry has a chiv misa ready. The yain to drink regular wine. The more nefesh, somebody that feels dead, they should drink wine. It'll boost them up a little bit. The tani learn like this: Noshim mikoros, the sheina ladies, the tzadikis, shev yushlayim and yushlayim, hoyu misnadvois. They used to bring a present. Or meviyas soysim, they used to give it. The wine for a present to these people that will be killed. Now, let's say the ladies will not donate it. Mishami, who would have to pay for this special wine that we serve the person that's about to get skila? So Mar says, Hovadi mistavr the svara mishal tzibur. The svara of the tzibur has to pay for it. Kivu nechsiv tenu. Since the pasuk says, tenu sheikhar midetu, that they have to pay for it. So this much, the tzibur has to pay for it. But the first child of my son is not so pushed. Who pays for the horse? Who pays for the waiver? Boy Mane Ravacha Barhunim Rav Sheshis. Omar Echad mit Tamidim. Let's say one of the Tamidim, not the 23 Dayonim, but the Tamidim sitting in front of the Bezdin. Yesh to the Lama de los Chus. Listen, I have a reason to say that the person you studied Chayiv Misa should be Potter. And you know what happened? Vinishtatu. And the guy became paralyzed. He couldn't talk anymore. Mao, what's the lofa? The guy can't talk. But he says he has a reason to say the guy should be free. So are we supposed to be afraid if he was able to talk, he would tell us and we can't kill him? Or maybe no. Now that he didn't say yet, we have a right to kill. So Manafach Rashesh Rashesh blew in his hand. Manafach Rashesh Biyodei. Nishtak. If he kept quiet, Afilu Echad the Seif Olam Nami. If you're going to be afraid to say that, since he maybe would say a schus, we can't kill him, so you should always be afraid maybe someone on the other side of the world would also come and say a schus for him. Like, we're not afraid of that. Here also. As long as Bezdin did not hear the schus, we're not afraid there's a schus. Mar says, no, hossam loy komar. Over there, nobody's around. Nobody even said they have a schus. But hoch over here, komar. This Talmud says, listen, I have a reason to say his potter. Just he became paralyzed, he couldn't say it. So my, what's the halacha? Toshma coming here. The Omer of Yosi Bachanino, Echod min ha-Temidim shezicho. If one of the Temidim said, I have reason to say he should be poter, who mace? And right away the Talmud died before he had the right to say, Raya noisi kilu chai, v'yayimid v'mkoymoy. We look as if he's still alive, and he's still standing v'mkoymoy. So here the case was, Echod Temidim shezicho. He took a paskin that he's poter, and then he died. So he says, since he already gave his sack to his potter, even though he died, we leave it that he holds his potter. So Dik is zicha in, only because the diet said his das. He said that I hold his potter. But lay zicha, if he didn't say clearly I hold his potter, but he only said I have a reason to say why he should be potter, lay, then it doesn't help. So here you see, if he just says I have a reason, and we don't hear it, it means nothing. So one says, maybe no, there's no proof. Lay, I'll tell you. Zicha, if the diet says clearly I pass him that he's potter, and then he dies. So pshitali, that's poshid, that since he said he's potter, that's one vote that he's potter. But Omar, if the Talmud just said, I have a reason, and they didn't say it yet, that's tibbola. There we have a good doubt whether we believe him or not. Then it says, afilahu, even if the person himself says, I have a reason why he should be potter, if we listen to him, we bring him back into Bezdin. Tomorrow says, v'yafilu parm rishayinu shniya, that only if he has good substance do we bring him back, if not, not. For a tani, we learn like this. The first and second time that the Baal Dover himself says, listen, I have a reason to say why I'm potter, even though he has no real words, still we bring him back. Mikan v'elech yet, the second time, then it depends. If he has a good reason to say why he's potter, then we bring him back to Bezdin. But if he has no good reason, just Tom says he wants to be potter, then we don't bring him back. So what's the kasha? Our Mishnah's mashma that even the first two times it's only if he has a good reason. Or my poor prophet says no. Mishnah also means only after the second time. Then we only bring him back if he really has a good reason. But if he just says I want to be potter, that means nothing. But the first two times we bring him back even though he doesn't have a good reason right now. How do we know this? How do we know if he has a good reason or not? The Torah says that when we take him to be killed, we send along two Tamnichom also. That therefore they listen to what he has to say. He has a good reason. He says, I was a little shikah then. I was a shaykh then. I didn't really mean it. We listen to him. In. If he doesn't have any good reason, then we don't bring him back. So we ask the question, so even the first two times when we send him out, also, we should badafka send two Tamnichom with him. And therefore we'll see that if he has words, if he has some meaning to what he's saying, we'll bring him back. But if the guy just screams out, I'm potter, I'm potter, we should not bring him back, even the first two times. Someone says, no, that's a svar already. Agav de boyis le'motzi oma komad yisle. The first two times the guy's very, very nervous. He's being taken out now to be killed. So he pushes, can't talk, the guy's too nervous. So therefore, as long as he says, I want to be free, we bring him back. Because now he's too nervous to say any reasons. So we'll bring him back to Bez, and maybe there will calm down, and he'll be able to tell us a good reason. But if he was brought back already twice, and even there in Bezni, he has no good reason, so a third time already, we said the guy's a phony, and he doesn't have any good reasons, then we'll let him be killed. Only after the third time, after the second time, if he has a good reason why he should be potter. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if later on we found the reason to say that he's potter, patrua? Or even right away, let's say Bezdin paskins that he has a schus, we free him. V'yim lav, yotlisko. That means after. Even after they sent him, they brought him back. When they bring him back, if we find out really he's potter, we let him go free. But if not, we send him back out again to get tequila. Uchruz yotzei. They make an announcement in front of him. Leponov ish plenty this person. Ben plenty the son of so-and-so. Yotzei list is being killed now from Bezdin. Why? Al she'ovra averu. We make this announcement. He's being killed because he killed with Mechala Shabbos. Plenty, yeah. She'ovra averu. Plenty. He did this averu. Oh, plenty, you plenty edim. Reuven is Shimra to Edim. And therefore, what are we telling this for? That Kol Mi Sheyadei Eloi Schus. If anybody knows to make a schus out of this, to say that those Edim were phony, the Edim was Oimimim, or to say that they were there, they saw it into the Avera, Yavi V'Yilam and Olav. Anybody that knows the schus should come and try and save the guy. Omer Abaye V'Tzorach L'Meima B'Yoyim Plen Yivishov Plen Yivishov Plen Yivishov. You also have to say that the Avera was done at this day, at this time, and at this place. Why? Because Dilma Ika V'Yada V'Yosim Azimlei. If you tell exactly where and when it took place, maybe two other Edim could make the first two Edim Zemimim. And we want to try and save the person. That's why we say this. Now, Al Gemara just says the Akrub Yos Lefonov, Lefonov in Mikor Loi. Only right before, not before.
Rashi says, Mikor Eloi means, Aboyim Yom Kodim, we did not go back 40 days before. Now the census took out a Gemara here, some Gemaras have a census here with Yoshka. Now where does Rashi get a Lashon of 40 days here from? That in the census that they took out of the Gemara, there's a Gemara here that says about Yoshka, that they killed Yoshka on Erev Pesach it was. And by Yoshka, they made an announcement 40 days beforehand. That's the Gemara saying, only by Yoshka they did it. But Namal, we don't do it 40 days in advance. The other Gemara goes on to say that Yoshka had five Tamidim with him, Matis raised the five Shmos there, and they also got killed. Okay. Fond of him, Mikarolai. Fighter. Omer Rishur Ben Levi. Kol HaZaveach Es Yitzroi.
Somebody kills his Yetzirah. Rashi says, Yachesh Es Yitzroi Lachtein. After the Yetzirah,